May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. You know, one of the things that's always blessed me about that story is that, you know, when the angel came, Gabriel came and made the announcement to Mary, those were pretty ridiculous promise to her. Now, it was going to cost her everything, her reputation, as far as she knew, her engagement, all the plans. But the idea that she, who was a virgin, was going to give birth to this child and was going to be the Messiah. Now, every Jewish woman hoped that they would give birth to the Messiah, especially if you're from the tribe of Judah. But the fact that she was, I guess they mostly just assumed that they would have a natural child and that child would grow up to be the Messiah. But that this would happen this way was pretty absurd. But in that place where she sees Elizabeth, Elizabeth several times says, well, blessed is this and blessed is that. And then she says, blessed is she who believed that what had been spoken about her would come to pass. That's always ministered to me because the idea is very clear there that what God spoke had to be met with faith, or it would not have come to pass. God would have simply chosen someone else. And yet she was blessed. It's not saying, oh, you're so blessed, you know, you're such a good person, blessed as she believes. He said, no, you got blessed. You're pregnant with this child because you believed even the most ridiculous thing that a person has ever heard. Just childlike faith. And I was thinking about the scripture I contemplated a lot this morning. It'll be posted as a devotional later today. But this is like one of the great little segment of scriptures in the world that provide a foundation for a life of faith. Like it's one of those kind of like Romans 8:28 verses that sort of covers so many things. We know that God causes all things, and calls all things, but he causes all things to work together for good. Those who love God, those who are called according to his purpose. That's kind of a great faith verse for anything you're walking in that you don't really understand. But here's like this whole section. It's amazing. This is from Romans 11, verse 33 through verse 36. And so I'm going to read it to you from sort of a translation, give you a fuller idea of some of the words and what they mean. Oh, the unsearchable depth of the wealth, the riches, the resources, and the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his decisions, and how unsearchable and untraceable they can't be tracked out are his ways or his methods. For we know, for who has known the thoughts and the thinking of God? Or who has ever been his advisor? Or who has ever given to him anything that he might be paid back again? Who has ever been like him who just gives without strings attached? Because he's good. Because he is love. For from him are all things, and through him we all live, and to him and for his glory we all exist, and everything happens. Now listen to what he says. This is a great place for faith. Oh, the depths of the resources of God. Man, that's a great place to have faith, isn't it? Regardless of whether those resources are material resources or emotional resources or relational resources or whatever it is that your need represents, oh, the depths of the resources of God and of his wisdom and knowledge. See, here's the thing about, well, let me just read this, they're all connected. And the depth, I love the way Paul says it. Oh, it's like he starts off with this, like, sigh, oh, the depth of God's resources. Oh, the depth of God's wisdom and knowledge. How unsearchable are his decisions and untracked out. You can't trace them are his methods. In your situation that you're in, God knows everything about it. He knows more about it than you do. He knows more about it than you could ever contain if he tried to explain it all to you. Your brain would just explode. He knows about every single person that's connected to it, even fourth party, fifth party, 400th party. He knows everything in the past and all the details that's led up to it. He knows every person that's going to impact and affect. He knows everything that's going to adjust. There's a synergy. Everything's going to be involved. He knows every little detail. He has great knowledge about every single thing. He sees it all. Scripture says that he counts numbers of hairs on our head. Now, that's more complicated for some people, for God, than it is for some of others. But that word there, that he knows the hairs on our head, is a Greek word that means he literally knows the exact shade, the perfect length, the width, every little bit. It's how thick it is, how long it is, what perfect color it is, on every hair, on every head, in all the world, in one moment he can say all that. His brilliance. But he can be really smart and not be very wise and cause a lot of trouble, but oh, the depth of his wisdom. Doesn't he just know everything? He knows how to make everything fit. He knows how to exercise the how-to. He doesn't have the what. He's got all the how-to. Oh, the depth of it. And he says, because how unsearchable are his decisions? And you can't track out his ways. See, our part of our problem is we always expect God to do a certain thing a certain way, or maybe even God's given us a promise. And we've used this analogy before, and we think that it means we're going to start here, and we're going to go right here, it's going to be a straight line. But you see, it's like sailing, and when you're sailing, you tack. You go this way, 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 and you end up there. Now, sometimes he goes just like this, but the last chapter of Job talks about God's bends. And sometimes we get confused and we think, well, maybe the promise wasn't real, or maybe we get things all warfare, because we don't understand God's ways, his methods. We don't understand his wisdom. His decisions are unsearchable. Quit trying to figure them out. God doesn't want our comprehension. He wants our confidence. Faith isn't about comprehension. It's just about confidence. So I don't know why it's happening the way it's happening. I do know this. If it's demonic, God would tell you. He's not cruel, so you could do something about it. I mean, if he's using it just to teach you how to do battle, to help you learn how to sharpen your weapons, spiritual warfare. But my Bible tells me God orders my steps, not the devil. And the one who orders my steps has complete knowledge about all the things impacting this, that there's going to be a ripple effect that goes down through generations from this one little step in my life, this one little thing that I'm going through. He has knowledge, he uses wisdom, he's making decisions and we can't search them out. His methods are untracked, you can't trace them, so it's not going to ever, most of the time, look like the same all the time. You can't put him in a box. And he says, matter of fact, who's ever been God's advisor? And the Lord, I love what he says. He says, who's known the thoughts of God? He's able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond anything you ever ask or imagine. And so we want to be in control, so we want to understand everything and figure it all out, don't we? We're going to be Sunday morning looking at the life of Elijah again, and God told him to go. There was a widow at Zarephath. Well, Zarephath was a pretty big place. There are a lot of widows. But God didn't tell him who the widow was, how he was going to find the widow. He just told him to walk. Walk out into the dark. But the scripture says, in his light we see light. All that matters is that he knows what he's doing. that he sees where he's going. You see, I don't understand his thoughts. I need to stop complaining and giving him advice. Because that's what happens when we complain. Who's been his counselor? Because I understand this. Who's ever given to him that it might be paid back to him again? Who's ever paid God back because he gave something to you? You don't. He just gives. That's who he is. He's just good and he's a giver and he gives to you. And therefore, this one who's just so good, who's just a giver, he's just full of grace. Wisdom, his knowledge, his thoughts, his methods, it's all filled and laced with the fact that he just gives to you. He just wants to give. That's who he is. He said, no wonder he says, because you see, all things are by him or from him. And you're going to walk this out because you're going to do it through him. He's going to give you the grace. You can trust that he knows what he's doing. Because in the end, it's all for his glory, isn't it? Or is it about your destiny? I thought it was about his dream, not our dream. But if you'll surrender, you'll discover his dream's much bigger, much better than yours ever was. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.